time to thrive. Welcome to the Thriveology Podcast with Dr. Lee Bockham. Join us as we explore ways that you can thrive in your life, regardless of what life throws at you. It's your life. Time to live it.
So I had an interesting conversation just this past week, and the person came up to me, and we had some discussions. I'd done a presentation at his church about thriving, and he said, you know, I've realized that there is no way I can thrive. And I said, really? Why is that? And he said, well, you know, here's the deal. In the last year, I discovered that I had an illness. My wife left and divorced me. I lost my job. One of my parents died, and one of my siblings has discovered that they have terminal cancer. There is no way I can thrive right now. Now, it seemed to me that of all the things that had happened, the stage was still set for him to thrive. And really, the only thing getting in the way was his concept of what it meant to be in that place of thriving. This is Lee Bockham, and you're on the Thriveology Podcast. This is the podcast designed to help you learn to thrive and live a better life no matter where you are, no matter what's going on in your life, no matter what things have happened. This is where we learn to thrive together. I'm a full-time thriveologist, which means that I'm constantly learning to thrive, but I'm only a part-time thriver, which means, like you, I'm always trying to find better ways of thriving. Today, I want to talk about that way we move from struggle into triumph, what it is about those struggles that can actually be the impetus to get us into that place of not just kind of surviving, but of actually thriving. Now, let me tell you, this might sound a bit Pollyannish to some people who are saying, oh, all you're trying to do is make good stuff out of bad stuff. All you're trying to do is take the lemons and make lemonade. And there is a piece of truth to that. But beyond that, one of the things that we often miss is that all changes in life, all changes begin with a struggle. And all transformations in life begin with a struggle. Every story you hear of someone who has turned their life around had to turn their life around in the midst of a struggle, that something happened, a crisis came along, something got in their way that was really what was stopping them up until then from really being in a thriving lifestyle. I've seen it in my own life. A number of years back, quite a few years back now, I made a job choice. I left a job that I absolutely loved. There was nothing about that job I didn't like except for the hours it took. I was in school finishing up my PhD and I was madly trying to write a dissertation, and we were in the midst of babies in our life. And so my wife and I were trying to parent young children, and in the end, there just wasn't time in the day. And so I made a very conscious choice to leave that job that I loved and took a job that looked like it would pay very well, looked like it would support us with me working less time, and ended up being an absolute nightmare. I had no idea what I was getting into. I had no idea what was being asked of me. And in the end, I was concerned with the ethics of the office. I was concerned with my capacity of making the money that had been promised, and was completely despondent in all that process. Now looking back, I see that where I am now is exactly as a result of that. And part of the struggles of that process taught me some very, very valuable lessons. But in the midst of that, boy, was I just, I couldn't see my way forward at all. Another time, I came down with a serious illness. And that serious illness was a kind of an illness that could have threatened my life. I was fortunate that I recovered. And in the midst of that, I lost every sense of possibility in the future. I didn't know what was going to happen. I didn't know what was down the road for me. And at that point, my whole physical existence was up for grabs. Another time, I started a business, and it seemed like a very smart business. I did all the research I could. I did all of the training I could. I put all of my resources into it and lost all of our resources. We were paying down debt from an investment that I made in my own business for almost 8 years after that, and we were paying as much as we could, trying to get out of the debt that I had taken on in order to start that. I had a business loan that was hanging over me with a business that was making no income and only costing us every month. It was a scary time in my life. But looking back, all of those three things transformed my life. Now, let me be clear about this. As I'm talking through this, I'm not saying that when you're in the midst of a crisis, it's going to be crystal clear. When I look back and I can see where I've gotten to now, where I am now, I can see where all of the struggles got me here. But as I've often said to people, you can only see the path in the rearview mirror. You don't know where it's headed right then. And where you are right now can be very scary if you don't have a faith that it's going to move forward to a place where you want to be, a place that you're going to treasure. And so I get all of that. I am not saying that at any moment you should be whistling zippity-doo-dah and skipping down the path in the midst of a crisis. All transitions hurt. All losses hurt. There is always going to be grief. As one of the things that I talked about this week with a client of mine who was going, you know, I can't believe this. I'm leaving for a job that I am so looking forward to, and yet my heart is broken about what I'm leaving. And my response was, no matter where you're going, no matter if it's going to somewhere good or not even sure where you're going to go, you're going to have grief. Whenever we give something up, there's a loss and a grief associated with it. No matter what it is or who it is, there's always that loss and grief. And so you can always expect that at the front. The question is whether you have a belief that down the road, the struggle you're having now is going to lead to a place of thriving. If you have that as a basic belief, if you have it built in, that once the struggle is over, once the struggle is passed and then the grief has subsided, that you can then begin to see what's happened, what's come out of that. When that happens, then you have the capacity of thriving in the midst of any transition in life, whether it's a divorce or illness or a death or loss of a job or loss of income or loss of resources. At some point, you can look back and say, wow, those were turning points in my life. So let me say again, every good transition in life starts with a struggle. In fact, every change in life starts with that struggle. It's just the nature of life. The world is about taking on challenges and growing from them. How do you grow a muscle? If you decide you want to get bigger biceps, what do? You go and you put the muscle under stress. You put it into a crisis situation where it tears it down so that it can rebuild to something stronger and more capable and bigger, if that's what you're looking for. That's the nature of everything. That's the nature of how we move through life. Some years back, one of the more meaningful stories of my life is when we were on vacation and we were watching some turtles hatching. We were at the beach at the time when, you know, the eggs were beginning to hatch. The mother turtle had come on shore and buried those eggs months before. And then it was just a matter of watching and waiting. Well, the volunteers knew that it was about the right time for them to be hatching. And so every night we were going on the beach and waiting for them to come. And so as I'm standing there and all of us were or had kind of built a path down to the water, you know, we were lining each side so that the turtles could go between us and down to the water. And I was sitting beside one of the volunteers and I said, hey, let me ask you a question. Why do we kind of do this? What's the thing about watching them all the way to the water? And she said, oh, well, on the way down to the water is the most vulnerable time for that turtle where predators can grab them. Possums love them. Raccoons love them. Birds love them. Cats love them. Dogs love them. Coyotes love them. Everybody wants a snack of a baby turtle. And so what we're doing between here and there is making sure they can make it from the nest down to the water where they're going to spend their life. And I looked at her and I said, you know, maybe it makes sense that instead of waiting for them to make it down to the water, we pick them up and we carry them down and we release them in the water. And she said, well, we used to do that. But what we discovered is the action of them digging out and then making their way all the way down to the sea builds up the muscles in their chest areas, the swimming muscles that will allow them to swim the rest of their life. And if we don't let them go through that struggle, if we don't let them go through that transition point, they won't have the strength to survive and outrun the fish and other things that are trying to get them once they get into the ocean. We can only help them stay safe to the ocean. We can't help them after that. They still got to make that struggle all the way down. What a powerful metaphor for our own life, whether it's parenting where you have to let that child go through the struggles or your own life where you recognize that those struggles are building up the muscles. Those turtles have a lesson to teach us. So what are some other ways that we can use our struggles as ways of getting from struggle to triumph? Let me tell you four that I see, four strategies you can use and four mindsets you can use that will get you from the struggle to the triumph. The first one is, what is the lesson? What is the lesson you have to learn in this struggle? When I left that first job, the lesson I learned was I've got to trust my gut. I've got to follow my instincts. And the other lesson I learned was make the best of wherever I am. So in that new position, I began to make the best by finding other ways of being involved. But every struggle has a lesson to teach us if we allow it to teach us. We often don't want to hear that lesson. When I had my health crisis, the lesson was I had not been taking care of my body and I had not been managing the stress in my life. Those were lessons that transformed how I lived my life. I went from somebody who was substantially overweight to being in good shape. And I went from somebody who was not aware of what I was putting into my body and putting in horrible things to making sure I was putting in good fuel to run my body. I transformed my relationship with my body because I suddenly realized that I couldn't count on it just going on indefinitely. That's a huge lesson to learn in the midst of a struggle. Could I have learned it another way? Perhaps. But the way I had to learn it, as hard-headed and as stubborn as I am, was to go through the struggle, was to go through the illness, and then look back and see it. When my business failed, I had to look and say, what do I have to learn here? What do I need to learn in order to go forward with a new business? What do I need to learn? And one of the things I committed to was paying off a debt that I could have defaulted on because there was no business that could be taken. But for me, it was the ethics of staying in that and paying through that and making sure that I felt the pain of that to remind myself of where I needed to go next. We all have lessons that we can find in the midst of those struggles, and we have to step back and say, what's the lesson here? And really be open to the fact that probably the lessons are going to be challenges to ourselves. Rarely is the lesson, don't trust anybody around you. Don't ever try that again. Never follow your hopes and dreams. Usually there's another lesson that will allow us to move forward, more aware of who we trust, more clear about our hopes and dreams, more on task with making an impact in the world, only when we get through that struggle. Okay, so the first thing we do to go from struggle to triumph is to ask ourselves, what is the lesson? And sometimes that's just a question we keep posing to ourselves. What's the lesson in this for me? What's the lesson? Not that the world and the universe are trying to teach us a lesson as much as there is a lesson in every struggle if we're willing to allow that into our lives. The second way we can turn from struggle into triumph is to ask, who do I become? Who did I become? How did this affect me? And you ask this on two different levels. What positive ways have I become someone different? After that illness, I knew I could go through an illness and I could keep moving forward. I knew that. After a business failure, I knew I could keep moving forward and I could be in debt, but we could make it through there. We would make it through. In fact, we kind of learned a marriage lesson in the midst of that we have to stick together. My wife and I have to stick together in the midst of the struggles in order to make it through. That it's much easier to make it through as a team than to stand back and say, what did you do wrong here? So we found the positive pieces, but to also ask the negative. Who did I become negatively? Did I become more cynical? Did I become more angry, more judgmental? And to allow the positive to stay, but not allow the negative to be a permanent feature. Who do I and who did I become are powerful when we ask the question, what's the positive out of this? What's the positive places where I transform my life and where are the negative places where I transform my life? Number three is to reclaim responsibility. One of the easiest things we have to do as humans is to make it somebody else's fault. I could have said, well, you know, those people who were trying to consult and tell me about how to do this business, it's their fault that this didn't happen. They should have been the ones who had backed me up. It's not my fault. It's my customer's fault that they didn't follow through. It's all these other people's faults that didn't follow through. I can always look for blame or I can say, where did I misjudge and where did I not take responsibility? Now, let me say clearly here something that I've said many times in Thriveology. Responsibility is not blame. It's not assigning blame to yourself. It's saying, how can I respond? How am I able to respond differently? How can I say I am going to respond to this differently and take on responsibility, the ability to respond? But in this case, to also take on that place of saying, where did I move wrong? How did I misjudge this? Because I don't want to do that again. How did I misjudge an opportunity? Because I don't want to do that again. How did I not take care of my body? Because I don't want to do that again. How can I step into control over my body? Because I didn't do that before. How can I make a shift and reclaim responsibility in my own life for what happens? Now, let me say, I don't think that any of us have control over all of the factors of life, that circumstances are going to hit us. And so if you're sick, I'm not saying it's your fault. You're sick. That's blame. But if you're sick, to say, how can I take responsibility to do all I can to take care of my health? Years ago, we used to just turn over responsibility of treatment to our doctors. Now, because of the internet and all the resources, we can look around and say, what information do I now know where I can take control of some of my health issues? Not all. I mean, I can't do surgery on myself. I can't prescribe medication. I can't do all of the things that we still need doctors for, but I can make sure I'm doing all I can. Am I getting exercise? Am I eating well? Am I sleeping well? Am I taking care of those basics? Am I finding out, are there other things I can do that might help speed my healing and get better care of myself? That's reclaiming responsibility and discovering how to be responsible for where your life goes, given what the circumstances are. I love the quote about the fact that we can't control the winds, but we can decide how to set our sails. We can't control whether things come towards us, but we can decide how we're going to respond to them. And as we do that, we point ourselves towards a growth path or a path that's a dead end. And so one of the places where struggle becomes triumph is because we decide to reclaim responsibility for our own lives in our own direction. Now, the last one, number four, is look at what is stripped away to give you a fresh start. There's a story about how Thomas Edison was looking on as his famous laboratory was burning to the ground. And as he stood there, people were trying to console him. And instead of needing consolation, he was in some way celebrating a bit, because he said, you know, all that was holding you back is gone. We're at a fresh start. Every old idea that had captured us is now stripped away. We're down to starting all over. Now, that's a mindset that leads to thriving. It's not about what had happened. It's not about the fact that there had been a fire. The fire was something beyond his control. But what he did next was to say, I now have a fresh start. I can now start over and move forward in my life, looking for new possibilities, looking for new ways of living into this. So the question begins to be, how have things now been stripped away that give me an opportunity to start fresh? If I've lost all of my possessions, then I have nothing holding me back. I'm unencumbered. I might be able to go do something different. And so in every loss, there's also the opening possibility of having stripped that away and beginning afresh. So once again, remember those four strategies for turning your struggle into triumph. Ask yourself, what is the lesson? What do I need to learn from this? Not how can I fault others, but what do I need to learn in this? Number two is, who do and who did I become? What's the positive I want to hold on to? What's the negative I need to release? Number three is to reclaim responsibility, to ask, how am I able to respond differently now? How am I able to respond to my world rather than being a victim of whatever's happened to me? And number four is to ask, what is stripped away now that gives me a fresh start in life? Those four strategies can help you turn any struggle into triumph after you've gotten through the struggle and after the grief has subsided. You have a new capacity and a new possibility of building a thriving life. I hope this has been helpful for you. If it has been, I would love it if you would let people know. If you're listening on iTunes, you can leave a review. All you have to do is type into your browser. If you're on a Mac or anything else, you've got iTunes. You can just type in thriveology.com/iTunes. And if you're on Stitcher, if you're on Android and that device is what you're using to listen, you can do the same thing and leave a review there just by going to Thriveology.com/Stitcher. That will get you onto the page to leave a great review so that other people can find what we're doing here and learn how to thrive in their own life. If you want to send us a little Twitter love, it's real easy. All you have to do is type into your browser, Thriveology.com/love, L-O-V-E, Thriveology.com/love. That will pre-tweet your Twitter feed with a tweet ready to go. You can change it if you want to, or you can just put it in. It's got a shortcut for people to get right onto the page and find us. So there are three ways that you can quickly spread the word and help us out. Go to Thriveology.com/iTunes to leave a review there, /Stitcher to leave a review there, or /love to tweet out that you found us and that you love us. And if you want to join our Facebook page, go to Thriveology.com/Facebook. That's Thriveology.com/Facebook. Otherwise, I wish you the best for a thriving life.
You've been listening to the Thriveology Podcast. Thank you for listening. If you want more information, visit us at Thriveology.com or at ThriveologyMagazine.com. Remember that Thriveology is spelled T-H-R-I-V-E-O-L-O-G-Y. It's your life. Time to live it.